This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who puts his pants on the same way you do, sometimes.
It was on a sweet Thursday.
Okay. A sweet Thursday as opposed to a sour Thursday. I guess we get a little of both. We have sweet and sour most every morning on the Good Day program. Hopefully more sweet than sour. Jennifer Horn, who's sweet, she's the very definition. She and Jay, the very definition of sweetness. Jay is off today, so Jen is here with us on the Good Day program. The focus on young populists. Do you have a definition? If I were to say, try to define what a young populist is, what would you come up with, Jen?
Well, I mean, I would say young obviously refers to the age, and a populist is someone who has the appeal of the masses as opposed to the establishment.
Uh-huh. And so the reason that I come up with that is because I've been struggling with a way to describe the people who are supportive of Robert F. Kennedy. And it seems that's the best one. Young people not big on Trump or Biden, and I don't mean to belabor this, but he's all over the place and will be up until and maybe after he announces who his vice presidential nominee will be. He's kind of here, there, and everywhere.
I would think, I would be curious to know how JFK actually describes himself, because I don't know.
JFK or RFK?
RFK, oh geez, sorry, Freudian slip there.
JFK would describe himself as dead.
Oh,
yes, anyway,
poor guy. But RFK, I'd be curious to know how he describes himself, because Trump describes himself as a populist. People call his movement a populist movement.
I think we're populists. I certainly think I am.
Frankly. Yeah, I don't know if RFK would say that he is. I just look at him. It's really funny because there is an intersection between people who are on the far right and people who are kind of like in the hippie branch of the leftist movement. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like,
and I kind of feel like that is the sweet spot where you take the Venn, as Kamala Harris likes a Venn diagram, when you take people who are on pretty far on the right, and then you take people who are pretty far on the left, like in a hippie sort of way, not necessarily in a leftist sort of way, and that is the sweet spot of Kennedy's supporters, I think.
Yeah, I think you can make an argument for that. Yeah, no,
I'm
with you.
I stunned you with my...
No, well, actually, I was just sneezing. Thank you.
Oh, bless you. No problem.
Yes. I think what we're focused on is the... this may be the year of middle-brow politics, if you can use that phraseology. It's not high-brow, it's not low-brow, but there's somebody who really does describe kind of what the middle is looking for. So let's see where it goes. I have spotted some really disturbing AI-generated deepfake photos and images. And the world seems to be reeling, certainly is sensitive to, and wondering how far will this all go. Well, somebody took the trouble, for whatever the reason, to deepfake the Pope.
Okay.
There's a picture that's all over social media of the Pope he's out in the cold and he's got a big white sort of puffy jacket on, and so the image that was created of him outside includes eyeglasses that do not, they're as you look at them, the way that they are put on his face, on his head, show that, in essence, if you look at it very carefully, it looks like the eyeglasses are fused to his cheek. And then if you look at the crucifix, which is the real crux of the fake, it's hanging by one half of the chain. The other half of the chain is missing. So this is, I don't know what the difference is, though, here between an AI photo and a photoshopped photo. In this circumstance,
well,
I guess
Photoshop would be changing an image that exists where AI would actually create the image from scratch, probably.
Yeah. Well, how much of a problem is this fakery going to become? I think it's one of the biggest problems confronting us right now because of the information that's coming, for example, from the Israeli-Hamas war. Look at the stuff that's coming from there that is just not true. And that partially is social media, but it's also partially the news stuff that's being ramped up, not only with Israel and the Hamas war, but also the Russians and what they're doing to create an image around the situation in Ukraine and how they present that information and how it gets believed. I mean, look at all the stuff that has been believed about the Palestinians or maybe the anti-Semitic things that have been created around the false information. I'm not saying there aren't a lot of Palestinians that have been killed, but there's a lot of stuff that's coming out of there that anybody with half a brain can figure out isn't true. But that's the problem. A lot of people don't have half a brain. It's not a developed, so they haven't developed their own sense of being critical thinking, that kind of stuff. And so, and the Russians, by the way, picked up on Chuck Schumer, here's one of America's greatest, Schumer calling for the ousting of Netanyahu, criticizing him, new elections in Israel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, apparently the Russians took that story and ran with it, trying to create discombobulation in Israel, as they're trying to create discombobulation in the nations that are supporting Ukraine. There's all kinds of stuff that is just dirt, frankly. Meanwhile, yesterday, Jennifer, the European Union found a new way to make the Russians pay for weapons for Ukraine. They're using interest earned on the frozen. Say it again, Doug. There it is. On all those frozen Russian assets that they have in their banks. So all of the interest is paying for the weapons Ukraine is using, and that's as far as I'm concerned, that's great, 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 great. Okay, so we talked a little bit earlier about the abortion ban at 15 weeks, which is apparently where Trump is going now. Where is Biden on all that? Where are the Democrats?
I don't really know where Biden is because Biden has to support abortion, and many of the Democrat leadership have said abortion up until and even, like in my state of California, after birth, which is pretty disturbing because those are full babies. But Biden has got this weird conundrum. He's a Catholic. And so he doesn't usually say the word abortion. He will always like kind of hem and haw about reproductive rights. But if you read Axios today, Kamala Harris has been out there and she's even been appearing at abortion clinics, to try to make this one of the issues and wants to kind of put herself next to it. I don't know. I understand that they're trying to appeal to women and they're trying to say that their reproductive rights are under siege, but is this the very, very, very most important issue out there? I mean, I guess maybe for some, but
it is for some.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Okay, let's see what else we can cook up here.
To answer your question, Kamala Harris is the real loud one when it comes to abortion because Biden can't do much.
Right, yeah. Let me go back to the Russians for a second, or the Chinese. There's a Mexican cartel that, in league with the Russian hackers and the Chinese hackers, is swindling retirees in Mexico. Call centers offer to buy seniors timeshare properties, and then when they buy them, they drain their bank accounts. Kind of on the same theme of, do you see that movie, The Beekeepers?
I never saw it, no.
Jason, yeah, you should see it. That really, other than being the action flick that Jason Statham is usually in, this is a very important, the subtext of it, actually the main part of it, is a focus on how these boiler rooms all around the country, all around the world, are working to swindle people, unsuspecting people, out of all the money they have, drain all of their accounts. And it's happening, and it's working. So, and that's thanks to the Chinese and the Russians, who in this case are working with a Mexican cartel to do that very same thing. Wherever there's, like the mob the old mob. We actually, some people wish for the old days of the mob. You could actually find, you know, we knew who the bad guys were. Speaking of bad guys, you'll be able to talk about this morning on your KRLA program. If you believe, this will be the approach I'm going to suggest you will take. FBI data today shows the crime rate is dropping. I'm suggesting that this is coincidental to the election, and Biden wants to take credit for the fact that crime is better. I don't know what a better crime is. The real story is that crimes aren't being prosecuted and people aren't being arrested, and that's why the numbers are as they are. Jennifer probably will agree with me on that.
We've heard the same spew from people in Los Angeles, our DA, who's terrible. All of these people say, well, violent crime is down. And notice they'll always say violent crime because property crime
13%
is not.
13% down in murders, yes.
Yeah, they're always going to say violent crime is down. But what's really sad is that the reason it's down in California is because they've reclassified what used to be violent crime into misdemeanors. And that includes date rape. If you can believe it, you know, we used to be about protecting the women. They've made that a misdemeanor now rather than a violent crime. So, of course, you go and say, oh, well, yeah, if you skew the numbers, violent crime is down. Great. But yet everybody feels that crime is up. And so it's just this huge gaslighting operation when people can feel that they're at risk, but the government keeps saying, oh, no, this is great. We're winning. Not true. It's just you're not prosecuting.
13,000 law enforcement agencies took part in this overview, according to NBC. But I'm figuring that this is a coincidence that isn't really a coincidence. All right, let's talk about your weight. Let's talk about how you're feeling, about how you look. Can we send you to the Calitrin website, which is toploss.com? If you enter Calitrin, Calotren.com, you'll get to toploss.com. It's the same thing. And on that site, you'll see about the opportunities that are lurking right now. It's springtime. Spring, and put a little spring into your step, I guess, is kind of the message here. When you look at the website, you see all the fabulous opportunities that you have to save a lot of money. Make the decision today to let Calitrin get you into shape, okay? Go to toploss.com. You have a huge unlimited buy three, get three free spring blowout sale right now at toploss.com.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot of people in the news today, so let's see how much inspiration we can find from some of these stories. Megan Fox comes up on the trending list, social media, the top 10. You look at those things, maybe many of you every day. Okay, who's on that list? Well, Megan Fox is on it, but there are others who belong on it with her under the circumstances for the discussion that she's having about herself. In other words, she's not unique in this particular category of focus. So you want to know what I'm talking about? Okay, then hold on for a second. I'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about after these important words.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so this is not Megan Fox. The best we could do was come up with some music for Machine Gun Kelly. That's okay. It brings us around to at least a focus on Megan. I find myself interested in anybody who spells their Megan is spelled in a number of different ways. M-E-G-H-A-N, M-E-A-G-A-N. My daughter spells it M-E-G-A-N, and so does Megan Fox. Okay, that's not the story here. The story is about plastic surgery and whether or not, and this is, I know, is not probably the most important thing of the day, conversationally, but it will give you something to talk about, gossip about a little bit. Did you see the plastic surgery that was done? That Megan Fox admitted to. Well, let's see. She was underscoring the things that she hasn't done rather than the things that she has done. Brow lifts and boob lifts, and she hasn't had any facelifts because I don't think she's old enough to have that problem, although a lot of people start. She has never had fat removal. So what she was doing is discounting the rumors about liposuction, body contouring, and anything like that. She was in a movie. I'm trying to remember what the movie was, and I thought she was quite attractive. She was kind of an action star in this movie. Again, I don't remember which one it was. But I don't see that she's somebody that looked like they needed to have a boob job or whatever. But, you know, a lot of people start, the actresses that are in focus, some of them who got married young, started breastfeeding when they were 21 or 22, that kind of stuff. They try to fix themselves up. And then I was curious about this, so because this conversation started on the Kelly Clarkson program, and it was about what is done plastic surgery-wise to men and women. So I say to those of you women, it seems to be something that's expected in certain circles. Women have plastic surgery if they're, you know, they have money or if they think they're getting old looking. If facial plastic surgery is among the least successful of all of those. You get a boob job, you get a, you know, a hip job or a lipo or whatever it is. But if you're messing around with your face, most of the time it doesn't work out well. And I guess I'm looking at some of the other people who have had this stuff done, some of the people that are focused on, like the Hadids. And so anyway, I guess I just question, why would you have it done? And you do it because you don't like what you look like, I guess, much as anything else. I think Megan Fox looks very attractive. So there, 28 after on Good Day. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calatrin, frequent visitor. She's a frequent flyer on the Good Day program because she has a flyer that's produced by the folks at Calatrin that you can read pretty much every day. There's new information at toploss.com, which is the official website for Calatrin. This time of year, a lot of things are happening. Now, what do we have in the moments remaining here as incentives?
Well, we do have a daylight saving special, our daylight savings deal that is discounts on every bottle of Calatrin. So it doesn't matter whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it. It's on our website, toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can chat with us online or you can call us toll free. We're right here in America. We're in Tennessee. You can call us, talk to us. We love to answer questions. Our number is toll free, 833-TOP-LOSS.
At toploss.com and lose that weight, courtesy of the folks at Calatrin. Thanks, Elizabeth Miller.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that is one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself, and guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy-to-prepare meals that are perfect for those.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump can continue to fight to have the Fulton County DA removed from his election interference case in Georgia. USA's John Schaefer explains.
Trump can challenge the ruling permitting Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis to continue overseeing his Georgia election interference case. A judge has approved a request from defense lawyers to seek a review of the decision from the state's appellate court. Last week, a judge decided that Willis could stay on the case. The defendant sought Willis's removal due to her romantic involvement with Wade.
New York Attorney General Letitia James, meantime, suggesting Donald Trump pay cash for his $450 million civil fraud penalty. On Wednesday, she told the appellate court that the former president has failed to explore all his options for meeting the obligation. Unless the appellate court intervenes on Trump's behalf, James is likely to begin taking steps to seize some of Trump's assets to pay for the judgment. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who puts his pants on the same way you do, sometimes.
Judy Garland, thank you. Easter celebration for many of you is starting now as you try to figure out how to build your perfect Easter basket. Right? Easter is 1 week from this Sunday. It's pretty early this year. So you start making preparations for what you're going to do. And do you bother to eat the candy eggs? And do you do the real eggs? And do you direct? I have that stuff. I remember doing it with my children a long time ago. And doing it with the grandchildren. Let's see. I'll be on a plane coming back from California on Easter morning. So I won't have them. Well, maybe we'll do Easter the day before, just for the fun of it. They have the big Easter roll on the White House lawn, the egg roll, that sort of thing. I just wondered whether you had your mind. The real reason that I brought it up is because I sort of wanted to remind you that Easter is early this year, and that, therefore you're done with Lent earlier this year. So you have to keep giving up the things that you don't want to give up in the first place, and you probably cheated on to a certain extent. So anyway, the Easter basket, the Easter finery, you go to church on Easter Sunday. A lot of people are members of what's called the C&E crowd. James Collins in our studio in the main studio in Dallas. Do you know what the C&E crowd is?
Oh, I'm not familiar with this one.
Well, you probably are. You just don't know that you are. The C&E crowd, Christmas and Easter. They go to church, and that's it. Mm-hmm. They don't go to church on Christmas. We go to church on Christmas. Yep, that's it. Easter, yep, we better go to church on Easter, and that's it. Done. Finished. We've done what we're supposed to do. And some people, even who call themselves good Catholics, are members of the C&E crowd. But I know, growing up as a New England Congregationalist, we had plenty of people who were in the C&E crowd. Churches were loaded. I mean, coming out of the... You have to have a speaker outside on Easter morning so that people who've come to church, there's no place to sit, they stand outside and listen to the sermon, or they listen to the service and they sing along with the hymns. And pretty much the same thing happens on Christmas, but you have more opportunity. Well, maybe Easter you do too. You have Maundy Thursday, then you have Good Friday. And there are some people who celebrate a certain, activity on Saturday. So from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to Easter, there are those celebrations. Depends on which sect, S-E-C-T-S, sects you belong to. There are some that are very, very, very focused on Maundy Thursday and Good Friday. Anyway, I pass it along because I'm thinking Easter's coming early this year. As a public service, Doug, put your head into that zone. In a moment, I want to put your head into the people. A lot of people in the news today. Let's get to some of those in a matter of moments on the Good Day program, where it's time for a reminder about how, speaking of Christmas and Easter and things to celebrate, when you get together on the holidays, you want to have good food. You want to have good meals. You want to have people excited about what you're serving them. So if you're into steaks and burgers and things like that, you'll make the meal unforgettable with the quality of Omaha Steaks. And right now, the folks at Omaha Steak are celebrating their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off all across their website. So you'll save on everything. And it lasts until, I think, April the 8th. So go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and get the flavors that you want, get the foods that you want. You can always come up with the sides, right, the good veggies and things that go with the steak and with chops and chicken and all that good stuff. They have scallop potatoes that are really something else. You smell them, you know what you're going to get. And they also have what will come along, you can ask for, I think as part of the deal, you don't have to pay for a jar of Omaha Steak seasoning. They put it on the burger, put it on anything, as far as that's concerned. I think that is part of this. You'll find out when you go there and you look over everything that's in their web package. But the important thing is you act now before the time runs out and you have to pay the regular price. You are a big griller in the summertime. Get everything you need from now until when they have this again 6 months from now. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Save all that cash. Right now, stock up on what you need for the summer. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug for 50% off. All right. We have people in the news. Ready? Here's the story of Crystal Candelero, 32 years old. This is one of the most disgusting things that I have seen or heard. And because Jay and Jen, are, neither of them are here at the moment, I'm telling you this story. You can be the ones that are outraged. You would be anyway if you heard this. This is a lady from Ohio who this week was sentenced to life in prison over the death of her child. Listen to this. Can you even imagine who the hell thinks like this? This woman got life in jail without parole for aggravated murder. She left her 16-month-old daughter at home while she left on a vacation for 10 days with nobody to care for her. Unless she was a complete moron, she has to have known that the child couldn't survive for 10 days in her crib by herself. Who thinks like this? This isn't even a human being. And in order to not get the death penalty, which they have in Ohio, she pled guilty to one count of aggravated murder in the death of her child and endangering a child. Good God, Cuyahoga County Court, and that's Cleveland area. She left her daughter, 16 months old, unattended at her home on the west side of Cleveland. It's hard for me even to wrap myself around this. When she came back 10 days later, she found the daughter unresponsive and called police. What are you, nuts? The toddler died of starvation and dehydration and neglect. 10 days? 16 months old? Baby weighed 13 pounds, which is 7 pounds less than what she weighed when she visited the doctor the week before the mother went away. Oh, my God. This woman went to Puerto Rico, left her child at home. I don't even begin to understand. Really? How do you understand that? All right, let's see. Another name in the news, Daniel Penny. This is probably, when I'm left to my own devices here, come up with all of this trash. I have one good story for you before we end this segment. But this one anyway, Daniel Penny, this is the man who choked this guy, the homeless man, to death in New York on a subway car. And so he's not going to go to trial. This is why the system doesn't work. He's not going to trial until October. So this happened last May. So a year and a half after it happens, they bring this guy to trial. And the judge says he's instructed the lawyers it'll be 4 to 6 weeks. So how can it be anything other than 5 minutes? Even though he pleaded not guilty to the charges, there are cameras in the subway car. People took pictures of this guy. The death of Jordan Neely. Penny apparently is a former Marine. He put Neely in a fatal chokehold that lasted 6 minutes. And so apparently this was because Neely was threatening people on the F train. So this guy, a former Marine, said, okay, I'll take care of you all. Everybody sit down. And so he put a chokehold on this guy. Now, the guy was out of his mind. Neely was mentally incapacitated. His family is hoping for justice. What was he doing? If you're the family and this guy is off his rocker, why is he wandering around in the subway? Why is he on a subway car? Why is he out there? Not that that justifies Penny killing the guy, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. This is one of those things. Did he help? Did he have to kill the guy? The answer to that is probably no. Did he know he was? I don't know. I'm not in the guy's head. But remember, he was taught as a Marine to protect life and limb and use all force necessary if it was necessary. Apparently, this guy was asking for food as he wandered around the car and accosting people and sort of attacking them if they didn't have any food to give him. But the guy's obviously mentally unstable. This is what this calls to attention, I think, is the state of mental health in our country and how cockeyed it is. The whole thing is out of control, out of whack. It really is, the whole mental health problem. And this is just one example of many.
All right, take a deep breath, Doug. Let's go to the NASA website, shall we?
My favorite place to visit, because I find things like this. Today, on the NASA website, you can find the story of a galaxy supercluster, which the Webb telescope has just found. This thing, you can't even begin to imagine. This is a galaxy, well, there's a bunch of galaxies in this galaxy. It's a big galaxy. It's way far away from our galaxy. As you know, if you don't know, I'll reinforce it, that we in the Milky Way live, well, most pretty much all the stars that we see in the sky at night are all in this galaxy, in the Milky Way. And it is one of the smallest galaxies in the universe, and in a group of fairly small galaxies. So if you can even wrap your head around this number, this supercluster of galaxies has 26 quadrillion suns. So look at it this way. If you don't even know what a quadrillion is, 4 trillion. It's a quadrillion is 4 trillion. And this is 26 times 4 times a trillion. Who the hell can even figure that out? How many zeros are there in that? More than you got room on the paper for. Anyway, this is called the Anstado supercluster. It's so vast that it would take 360 million years at the speed of light to travel from one side of this galaxy to the other. Unbelievable. So I leave you with that thought now, because it's 48 past the hour on Good Day, and I'm going to give you some other thoughts like this.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it, between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Oh, I cracked the hull of my new ski boat today.
Oh, my gosh, why'd you do that?
It's not like I was trying to do it, you know.
Sorry, that's rough. My bad, bro. Did anyone witness this epic fail?
Yes, there's videos galore, and now I'm a meme.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the March Spring Sale, March 15th through the 25th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $28.92. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Everybody recognizes the theme from the TV program, the TV soap, the nighttime soap opera Dallas, which was on the air, what, about 12 years? How many years is that?
14 years.
14 years, okay. Yeah. Larry Hagman, all of the rest of it.
Patrick Duffy.
Ewings. Yeah, exactly. All right, so this has to be the beginning or the end of it. What are we celebrating today?
It was actually the end. This end. Day in TV history, March 21st, 1991, after 14 seasons on CBS, Dallas airs its last episode. I believe, if off the top of my mind, I think Joel Grey did a guest appearance in the last episode playing J.R. Ewing, who was played by Larry Hagman, his guardian angel. And he was sort of like at the end. At the end, you saw J.R. was shot off screen. And then Joel Grey's character, the guardian angel, turns out to be the devil. I didn't like the way it ended, but I didn't like the last few years. But overall, that was a great. We talked about this before on the show. That was a great piece of television for the most of its run, and Larry Hagman was incredible on that show.
Yeah, I think he was absolutely. All right. Speaking of the end of things, one of the best character actors to come out of the last 50, 60 years, Emmett Walsh. Emmett Walsh. He was always identified as Emmett Walsh on screen. Lots of movies, television shows.
Yes, both.
Hundreds. You would recognize him. You don't recognize the name. As soon as you see his picture, you'd know who we were talking about. You liked him a lot, Chucker.
I did. He did a movie. Michael Keaton did a movie in 1988, the year before he did Batman. It was called Clean and Sober, which I thought Keaton could have been easily nominated for an Oscar. He was not. But Emmett Walsh played his sponsor. He was a drug sponsor, and he was great. He was very subtle, his acting approach, but he had just a really connectability to the audience. He also was in movies like Missing in Action with Chuck Norris. He did Time to Kill. He did so many different movies and television shows.
He was one of those guys. There are some people who aim to be stars. This guy was a journeyman actor. He made his career. These guys work every day, and they have parts that go from one part to the next. They're sometimes in three or four, five different movies or TV shows during the course of a year because they're always working, because they fit into any number of roles.
A guy like that is usually so good that you just assume he's like the character. You don't even think of him as an actor. You know, it's always the star that you just focus on, and that's fine. But it's just a lot of the supporting actors that really carry the show because they're so good at what they do, good at their craft.
He narrated a lot of that. He did a lot of voice acting work as well. As a matter of fact, he was the narrator of the Civil War series on PBS that Ken Burns did. That was his voice.
Oh, cool.
A lot of stuff like that. Again, these people always work. Maybe they make a decision because the people who are on the so-called top, the vagaries of stardom, you have a good year and you make a couple of good movies, or you have a bad year, you may make a couple of bad movies.
From what I read, he was still working as of this year. He passed of he went into cardiac arrest and passed away, but he's still a working actor at the age of 88. Good job. Yep.
All right, I see Sarah. I'm Sarah. I'm talking about Susan. I mean, take three, Doug. Sydney Sweeney, who now all of a sudden is everywhere, all over.
Yes, she is. Yeah, she's blown up in pop culture, no doubt.
Yeah, right, exactly. Was it this last movie that she was in, the one with where everybody but you? Was that?
Yeah, it was. I think that movie, what's fascinating to me is, quietly she's garnered the power in the industry to produce these films. Well, she has producer credit on her films. I mean,
she's only 26 too.
Yeah, I mean that movie cost $25 million to produce, and it did a little over $200 million at the box office worldwide. That's a very profitable movie. I mean, that means that movie, all was soup to nuts in, made about $175 million worth of profit. That's a lot of you gain power when you do that.
And the guy that she was with, there are all these rumors about them having an affair during the movie, and they all laugh about it when he was on Saturday Night Live with her the other night. They were teasing about that.
They're going to do another movie.
Yeah, they want to do another movie.
Actually, he hit big. He played Wingman in Top Gun Maverick. I thought he was really good. Yeah. And he's the star of this summer's Twisters, which is a Twister sequel that cost $200 million to produce. It's a big, big movie for him.
It is a big time, yeah. All right, Chugger, talk to you tomorrow. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.